a lesson for all of us who are living. A few years ago, there was a news story that particularly touched me, so much so that I wrote a 5-part series on it. Maybe you remember it. The girl's name was Brittany Maynard. She was a 29-year-old woman who was diagnosed with a terminal form of brain cancer. Her doctor said she had 10 years to live. She said, "I have to tell you, when you're 29 years old, being told you have that kind of timeline still feels like you're going to die tomorrow." Shortly after her diagnosis, Brittany received more bad news. While she thought she had 10 more years to live, the doctors came back and said it was worse than they thought and that she had only about 6 more months. Brittany and her husband decided to move to Oregon, where she would have the option to end her life on her terms, which she planned on doing on the date of November 1st, just 2 days after her husband's birthday. Whether you agree with Brittany's decision to end her own life or not is beside the point. I remember being 29 and thinking I had my whole life ahead of me. I can't even begin to imagine what it would feel like to be told I was only going to live 6 more months. Heck, I can't imagine what that would be like now, or even 10 or 20 years from now. Regardless of age, it's devastating news. But what I love is that Brittany offered a personal quote for all of us still living to ponder. Here's what she said. "Seize the day. What's important to you? What do you care about? What matters? Pursue that. Forget the rest." Now, those are some deep words coming from someone who only had a few more weeks to live. And I'm sure she took her own advice and really seized each day, perhaps each hour, putting aside what didn't matter or what wasn't important. Well, Brittany's story led me to an article called "The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying." And here they are. 1, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. 2, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. 3, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. 4, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And 5, I wish I had let myself be happier. Whether we have 6 more months to live or 30 years, these regrets are just too common and too important for us to ignore. So what I'd like to do is spend the next 5 weeks exploring each one. It is my longing that you live the second half of your life with more purpose, passion, and joy, and do all of this in the healthiest body possible for you. So today, consider taking some time to look within as we think about Brittany's words to those of us who have been gifted with yet another day of health and life. Seize the day. What's important to you? What do you care about? What matters? Pursue that and forget the rest. I look forward to these next 5 weeks digging deeper into the top 5 regrets of the dying so that each one of us can spend our life not in regret, but rather a life that we look back on and smile because we lived. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, needs some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.